A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. As I watched, thrones were set up, and the Ancient One took his throne. His clothing was snow bright, and the hair on his head as white as wool. His throne was flames of fire with wheels of burning fire. A surging stream of fire flowed out from where he sat. Thousands upon thousands were ministering to him, and myriads upon myriads attended him. The court was convened, and the books were opened. As the visions during the night continued, I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the Ancient One and was presented before him, the one like a son of man received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. The word of the Lord. A reading from the second letter of St. Peter. Beloved, we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we had been eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when that unique declaration came to him from the majestic glory. This is my son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased. We ourselves heard his voice from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. Moreover, we possess the prophetic message that is altogether reliable. You will do well to be attentive to it, as to a lamp shining in the dark place, until day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. The word of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. And Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate, and they were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and do not be afraid." And when disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, and how are you? Some of you don't sound very blessed today. The reality is we're always blessed when we're doing God's holy will, and to do God's holy will, that means we must listen to Jesus. And I think the one of the biggest problems in society today, and even in the church sometimes, is we listen to everybody else but Jesus, huh? Again, as I've talked about, we listen to the news, but we just don't listen to the news. We listen to the news that agrees with us because we like the little echo chamber where everybody agrees with me and I can listen to other people say what I believe and I feel good about myself. But I'm not listening to Jesus because sometimes, you know, Jesus doesn't make us feel good about ourselves. Did you know that? Sometimes he's very challenging, huh? You know, and sometimes he says no to us and sometimes he tells us things we don't want to listen to or even hear. But if we're listening to Jesus, that's what we got to do. We do not listen only to people or to things or to news to agree with us. And we read our novels and our things. Like I often talk about my mother. My mother used to have constantly, when I would go home to Pittsburgh, she would always have all these magazines on the table. You know, the National Enquirer, the Star, you know. And she'd come and she'd say stuff, "Larry, why are you taking that Advil," or whatever it was. I said, "I don't, because I have pain, Mother." And she'd say, "It says you can't do that. Where did you get this?" "What was in the National Enquirer?" "Oh." So what do we listen to in our own lives? Again, do we just listen to the things that people agree with us? So we live in these little echo chambers? Because that's not being open to truth, and it's not listening to Jesus. So we got to make sure that we're listening, because that's what God the Father commands us today. This is God the Father. And so when it comes to our reality of, do we listen? So God just spoke to us, did he not? Three times in the readings. So if I was to come down to you right now and just, I won't do it, I'm tempted to. But if I was just to come right down and go to you and say, okay, what did Jesus say to you? Not what the readings were about today, but what did Jesus say to you today in the readings? Did he say anything that touched your heart? Did he say anything to change you, to make you think? Did you listen to God when he spoke to you? Because God spoke to every single one of us in this very church 10 minutes ago. But did you listen? Maybe, maybe not. Do you listen to God by reading scriptures? Now, I know all of you followed along when we did this during Lent, when you had to read the four gospels and you read two chapters of gospel every day. And for some of you, that was very profound, if you did it, because that was the first time you start listening to Jesus. But do you spend time? I'll never forget, again, to go back to my mother, God rest her. She sat there and I bought her a Bible one year. I bought not only her, but Buck, my stepfather, my brother, my sister, my niece's nephew. Everybody got a Bible. So, of course, when we were putting stuff away for my mother, that Bible I bought her and another Bible never opened. Can you imagine? I wonder if the Bible's at your house, if they're ever opened. Do you spend time with Jesus every day in his word? You have that choice. You can choose not to. As many people do, watching. Well, Father, I don't listen to me. Don't listen to Barron. Don't listen to Smits. Don't listen to Billy Joel. Not Billy Joel. What's his name? Joel Osteen. You don't listen to any of us. You listen to Jesus. Huh? Listen to Jesus Christ. Every day you sit at the feet of the Master and you say, Master, I am your servant. I am your son. I am your daughter and I want to please you. What do you want? Speak to me. And if you and I start prayer like that every day, whoa, you start what's happening. What will start changing in our hearts and our lives when we're listening to God. And then finally, of course, that takes us into our daily prayer. Am I truly listening? Because even today in the gospel, here is Peter says, Lord, it's good that we're here. Let's build a place for a tent for you and Moses and Elijah. And it's like God the Father interrupts him and says, now, would you shut up? This is what I want of you. Instead of us telling God what we want to do for him, we got to let God tell us what he wants us to do. Huh? It's like, again, years ago, one of my spiritual directees, he was saying, he came to me in spiritual direction, and he says, hey, I say four rosaries every day. I go, fantastic. Did anybody tell you to say four rosaries? Well, no, but don't you think that's a good idea? I said, it's not a good idea unless Jesus tells you to do it. Huh? Because we can be thinking doing good things, but if it's not God's will, it's not a good thing in itself. We don't do religious practices and all these things because I think it's a good idea. I do it because Jesus tells me and I only want to please Jesus. So in your prayer life, in my prayer life, is there time for that listening to God? Say, okay, this is what do you want of me, Lord? That's why, again, I've told you, the way I do my daily holy hour is I start off with the Divine Mercy Chaplet, then I say the rosary, then I do the offices, the daily office, whatever I have to do in the morning, and then there's a half hour of shut up. Be still. So God can sit there and say, okay, Larry, this is what I want from you. This is what I want you to do. And so that's how you can have fruit in your life, because God tells you something and you respond. So people, the God of the universe looks at you and I today and says, this is Jesus, whom I love. Listen to him. And we just can't do this every once in a while. This must be our daily life. So next week, when you come to Mass, make sure when the God reads us and speaks to us through three readings, you listen and you try to figure out, what is God saying to me today as he proclaims and he speaks to me? Spend time every day in his word and not leaving there till he hits you in your heart and then stopping and responding, listening in your prayer and telling him you exist to please him and you only want to do whatever he wants. And I promise if you're silent long enough, he'll always speak if you're listening. You got it? You get it? You're going to do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. What was the point of the homily today? Listen. Thank you very much. I knew you'd get it. It was one of those. Did you two pay attention? Really? Good job. Okay.